Monday, Vayetze, Shir 288. We are holding Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And we are describing the tzara that David HaMelech was in, or Esther HaMalka, or Klal Yisrael. Sivavuni Parim Rabim. I was surrounded by many Parim, many oxen. Which Rashi says, or cows, Rashi says it's a mushal for powerful nations. They surrounded me. And I was surrounded. I had no choice. Abire Vashon Kitaruni. The mighty oxen, Rashi says also, Lashon of cows, of Bashan and Bashan. They were very gesund, very, very fat cows. Kitruni, they surrounded me like a keser. A keser is a crown that surrounds the roish. So the Mefarshim explain, Sivavuni is around the guf, and Kitruni is around the roish, like a keser. So basically, David HaMelech is surrounded from his guf and from his roish. So if we wanted to explain it, Api Hashkafa, the pshat is there's two kinds of things that a person can be attacked with, either a physical tzara or a spiritual or an emotional, intellectual tzara. So Parim Rabim surrounded the guf, that's more like a physical tzara. Abir Evashin Ketruni surrounded the Reish, that's a spiritual tzara, or an intellectual, emotional tzara. And both of them, he relied on the Bnei Hashem, the Bnei Hashem should save him. And this is a concept that we mentioned in the B'tachin Shurim. In order for a person to be able to have a Yeshua, it has to be that you have to chap the situation. If a person just ignores the situation, doesn't realize he's in a difficult circumstance, that has nothing to do with B'tachin. That's just, he's a tippish. He doesn't realize what his matzav is. But if a person does realize and still relies on the B'nai Shalom, that is true B'tachin. So David HaMelech is elaborating on the difficult situation that he's in and saying even though he's surrounded by his guf and in his reish from these ayivim, but still the B'nai Shalom will protect him. He realized to its fullest extent the tzara and therefore, and he had betachin. Now, a person is not mechuyev to analyze the tzara in order to have betachin. You know, sometimes it's better to just not, you don't have to know everything that's going on. And not always should, unless a person has a shtadlus to do. But not always does a person have to do research and try to figure out all the tzaras that exist. But if a person is in a matzav of a tzara, he should not pretend like he's not in a tzara. He should understand that he's in a tzara. Chmal tzlan, and rely on the B'nai Shalom. Hashem should save it. As David HaMelech did, he realized, so to speak, he was in a tzara. And then he had betachin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to save him from the tzara.